Thank you. Hi, everybody. Happy New Year. Thank you. I am bouncing with the energy in the room today, this sense of newness and how Spirit works all the time in amazing and joyful and beautiful ways, from the reading to the prayer. Molly, thank you. It's just like even the what you see as the foibles and the coming in this morning, all of that is part of this beautiful life, this beautiful spiritual experience, this human experience we're having as spiritual beings, because we're still very human. And even though we're setting intentions and we're going to be better and we're going to be doing all these wonderful things, we are still going to experience foibles and fall downs and trips and stumbles, and because we are growing, right? I hope. Yes, that's the intention anyway. So today I get the honor of doing the White Stone Service, and I love doing this. This is a long time ritual ceremony in the Unity movement, and it's spreading now throughout New Thought. Last week, of course, we did the Burning Bowl, which is a much wider, people have recognized that, of the releasing of the old stuff at the end of the year. When we talk about spiritual law and spiritual principles, we know that just like natural laws, nature abhors a vacuum. So when we let go of something, we need something to come and fill it in, or something unconsciously will come and fill that space in for you. So it's been a week between your releasing and clearing out and setting intentions, and the white stone is that place where you've heard already this morning. If you've not experienced it, I'm going to explain it here, and just it's very simple. We set an intention. It's a new word. It's an idea. It's something coming through you from Spirit to set you on your path for the new year. So the tradition of the white stone, where it actually comes from, is from the book of Revelation. And it is about, I'm going to read you the passage from it, and of course we have the metaphysical, or the under the physical, the in the unseen, our description of it. And you've probably heard this: he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And the churches in this case means our consciousness. I'm not going to give you the whole long story of the seven churches of Revelation and the whole, I'm not. Just know that when it's saying, and this is Jesus talking about this, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, to consciousness. To him who conquers, and what this means is overcoming mass thinking, race consciousness, living from material effect rather than spiritual cause, living from precedent rather than principle. To him who conquers, I will give some form of the hidden manna. That's that food that came in the desert when they were wandering around, and nobody knew where it came from, but it kept them sustained. I will give him some of the hidden manna, which in this case means spiritual knowledge, deep spiritual food. And I will give him a white stone with a new name. And the new name is the I Am, your new I Am, written on that stone, which no one knows except for him who receives it. So this is your word. This is you. This is not anybody telling you what your word is. This is not you actually coming into the ceremony. You may think you already know what your word is, and you may, and I know a lot of you are doing this work, and you are doing the deep work of being open to receiving that, but you may be surprised. In biblical times, in the historical times of Jesus, one of the versions of the story is that the white stone was given to people who'd been released from prison. And their new name and their white stone was the indication if somebody stopped them on the road and said, hey, I thought you did wrong and you were in jail, they could say, no, I did my time. I've dedicated, I've transformed, I've come to my new self. I have been redeemed, I have been healed. And so in our metaphysical practice of this, that's what it's for, is that new name, our new level of consciousness, our new way of being. The stones that you see on your chairs are actually from Jerusalem. And they are a combination of limestone and dolomite, because if you know, Texas limestone is very, very porous and lots of holes, and it'll fall apart if you drop it on the ground. These will break if you decide you want to smash them, but don't. But they come from Jerusalem. We got this, here it is. I'm not gonna very long description of where they came from. But the Jerusalem Stone Company is actually what's really more important to me. The founder and president of Jerusalem Stone was born in a small mountain village named Melka in Jerusalem, Israel. As a child, he was very drawn to artwork, spending much of his time carving highly detailed animals from wood and making art with what little medium he had. He was a poor academic student, ultimately finding interest as an apprentice as a watchmaker. And it goes on as he journeyed and he felt this serious neck pain. It's this wonderful story. It's Jerusalem Stone Company. They're out of Kansas City, Missouri. And they import these stones for healing, for doing these, specifically doing these ceremonies here in the United States. But they also work from quarries both out of Israel and Palestine. We believe in functioning together, thinking differently, building relationships that protect Israel and improve the lives of people living near its borders. So there's a whole lot of service, as you've heard, and intention to work together, to be in love, to be in that presence of knowing that we are all one together, celebrating with our hearts. Metaphysically, the color white means purification. It means victory. It means joy. And of course, the stone, we talk about stone, we talk about a foundation of stone. It is something that we can stand on solidly to continue to grow and build our spiritual consciousness. When we do these kind of ceremonies, our tendency, at least I know that mine is, and I know several people the same way, is it's the next thing. We got to get it done. I got to get my word so I can get on with my life, right? I need the next book, I need the next thing, I need the next thing, I need the next thing, so that I will grow and be in consciousness. And a lot of times what we forget to do, what we are not mindful about doing, is preparing ourselves to receive that word. And the importance of preparing ourselves to receive that word is when we go out, whether we're doing affirmative prayer, spiritual mind treatment, setting an intention, if we're setting from ego, we will experience the result in ego. And what I mean by that is when we are building our decisions and our intentions on what has come before through ego. I want to make this happen. I'm going to force this to happen. By God, this is my intention, and I'm going to do it. The result will be very, very short-lived. There will be not a lot of depth to it. But when we prepare and open ourselves to receive that place, not what ego wants, but what spirit wants to do through us, that is when significant growth and change happens, and sustainable change happens. I don't set New Year's intentions because I set them throughout the year as they come up. One of the things I will warn you about, and I know Reverend Jill has done this in the past as well, be careful what you ask for. And I say that from vast experience of saying, I want to grow consciously. I want to heal things. Boy, oh boy. So what I encourage you to do today when we do this ceremony, and what this looks like is, we will go into a meditation. I'm going to bring you into meditation as a preparation to open your mind, open your heart, so that you can receive directly, so you can hear spirit more than your own head. And then at the end of towards the end of the meditation, I will guide you to ask what that word is for you, what that intention, and it can be a word. You may get a whole phrase. You may get a whole bunch of words. You may get an image. Encapsulate them because you see how big the stone is. You're not supposed to write a novel on it, okay? This is really a touchstone. When you think about a prisoner in or coming out of jail and they get the stone with a new name, they don't have a novel that says, I did this and I did this and I did this. This is my new name, period. And when I forget who I am, I've got this in my pocket, or I've got it in my purse, or it's sitting on my nightstand or on a shelf in the bathroom, that I'm reminded this is a word that was given to me from Spirit. And this is my reminder that day in and day out, even though I may not understand the word when I get it, I'm going to be curious about it. I'm going to ask, what does this mean? Wow, that I didn't expect that at all. Okay, well, what does it mean? That is the idea of growth, is receiving from Spirit so that you can be curious. And that prompts you into your growth. If you think about it, the metaphor that we use a lot in New Thought and in metaphysics is preparing the soil for planting a seed. I mean, you could walk out the door right now and throw some seeds down in the parking lot and go, hey, let's see what happens. But if you consciously and lovingly prepare soil, and Scott Price, I know, and many of you gardeners and Xander and Sherry, and you know about the importance of preparing the soil. So that when you put that seed in there, you know, you are assured it's going to grow well, it's going to grow healthy, it's going to produce what you want it to produce. And it's no different with our thoughts and with our intentions. We prepare the soil by opening our hearts and turning this off for at least a little while. Because that's the reciprocal nature of our relationship with Spirit, is this beautiful conversation. It's not a, hey, God, I want this. It's, what do you want to express through me today? How can I be in service today? And thank you, Bex. I am so excited about this year and what Reverend Jill and I have talked about and Leah have talked about, this inward vision, outward action. Moving out beyond the walls of this community into the larger community, not just in Wimberley, but across the state and the world, to be in service to that which brings forth more joy, more prosperity, more abundance, more love. So as we prepare to go into this, there's just a couple of things I wanted to read from you, for you. Ernest Holmes, founder of the Science of Mind, there is a divine awareness within you which will lead you upward and onward. Okay? And one of the things that we prepare the soil with, a couple of things. How do we do it? The two most important spiritual practices we have, forgiveness and gratitude. Oh, I don't think about forgiveness when I'm setting my attention, do I? No, but we do. We need to. So there is a, actually just this last week in the Science of Mind magazine, Reverend Dr. Margaret Stortz, who's one of my favorite writers, one of her daily guides, talked about a client that she works with that uses this affirmation to clean things up for himself when he's getting ready to do an intention or an affirmative prayer or spiritual mind treatment. And he says, I forgive myself for not doing better up to now. And from now on, I accept myself as a loving, capable, and divine being. And if you notice in that affirmation, there's a little bit of a denial, there's a little bit of an affirmation. And the Fillmore's, Unity's founders, affirmations and denials are key to everything that we do. So the first part of it, I forgive myself for not doing better up to now. It's putting a stopping point. I'm not going to continue this behavior, this old behavior of not doing better. And from this point forward, this is where I'm going to put my attention and my focus. This is my word. This is my new name. I am a divine, capable being, loving, generous, kind. I'm going to ask Ron to put this slide up as well. Next. This is a prayer that I actually have on the home screen of my laptop when I need to be reminded and when I'm looking for an answer. And this is another one of those places where you clear the field, where you prepare the soil for the seed you're about to put into it. And I invite you to, and you can go back and watch the recording and you can see this on here, but Spirit, reveal to me what I need to know about whatever it is. And today it may be, Spirit, reveal to me what I need to know about my new word, about my new name, in a way that I can understand it so that I can respond to it. And the word respond is very important. It's not react, it's respond. So that I can respond to it lovingly, consciously, wisely, creatively. Spirit, reveal to me what I need to know about in a way that I can understand. That's also really important. It doesn't have to be scary, magical, mystical. Oh my gosh, I gotta rack my brain figuring out what this means. You can ask. Spirit, what does this mean? Show me. Show me the show me prayer. In a way that I can understand it so that I can respond to it lovingly, creatively, and wisely. So in that spirit, I invite you to, you can leave this up, Ron, as we go into meditation to prepare for the white stone. And again, what I'm going to do is just lead you through meditation. Invite you to just relax. And what I would like you to do, before you do anything, before you write your word, and this is something I learned several years ago, put the year on the side of the stone, somewhere on the stone, put 2020. You can go ahead and do that now. And the importance of that is when you do this yearly, or you may do it mid-year somewhere else. I have my white stone stacked in a little tray on my nightstand. And I can go back and say, I remember when I got that word, and I remember what this year was like. And I remember what I accomplished. I remember where I may could have done better. But I also know that was my, you know, look at it and go, that's right. That's who Spirit is asking me to be. I'm going to pay attention. So if you got the year on there, we'll go ahead and go into meditation. And thank you all for doing this and being here and being the light. We need you. So I'm going to ask you to, you can hold the stone in your hand. In fact, I recommend it. You can set the pen down. But just hold the stone in your hand for right now. And sit comfortably. If your feet are crossed, uncross them and just ground them on the floor. If you need to, you know, just wiggle your shoulders or stretch a little bit, just go ahead and get in a comfortable position. And breathe deeply. And as you begin to settle into this meditation, bring to mind, use your imagination, and bring to mind a brilliant white healing light. It's coming in through the top of your head, through your crown chakra. Just imagine just feeling it just pouring through you, surrounding you, swirling. From head to toe. Like a shower of beautiful, healing, wonderful energy. It's embracing you, it's lifting you, and relaxing. And you can allow that peace and that calm to just fall over you, in you, settle in. Know that you are in a very safe and loving place. And that in this moment, everything you need, every need is met, everything is in your favor. Everything is forgiven. And the only thing that is true about you right now is that you are purely and completely, unconditionally loved. And the only thing happening right now is divine intelligence. Every possibility, every bit of the infinite potential that you are is available to you right now. And as you go deeper into that truth, breathe it. Breathe that truth. Breathe and visualize opening your mind to the infinite intelligence that is ready to guide you to your highest and best expression. You can clear away any false ideas or beliefs that you are less than divine, or less than whole, or less than deserving of a fresh new start. And allow these words to become yours. I forgive myself for not doing better up to now. And from now on, I accept myself as a loving, capable, divine being. And let's clear away any preconceived ideas of what you think your word or your new name should be. And you can do this by saying silently to yourself, I now quiet my intellect and hear spirit speaking through my heart. I now quiet my intellect and hear spirit speaking through my heart. There is a divine awareness within me which leads me upward and onward. The word or phrase that's being revealed to you, this new name represents purification, a clean slate. Know that it is your new touchstone, a reminder of your new way of being. And you can affirm that the word or phrase you are about to receive is clear, unmistakable, and completely imbued with love. And so as we enter the silence now, ask, what is my guiding word, my new name for this year? Allow that name to make itself known, and when you're ready, you can write it on your white stone. Your willingness to be open, pure and joyful, brings an easy confidence and courage and commitment to reach your new level of freedom and divine expression. So with joy and with gratitude, silently speak your new name to yourself. And even if your conscious mind doesn't understand it yet, or it has surprised you, speak it anyway. And then put I am in front of that and speak it to yourself. I am. It is safe to trust that the loving voice of Spirit is ever present in every moment, whispering that name to you, guiding you as much as you are willing to be guided into your next highest expression. Know that God is always seeing and affirming your divine beauty through the eyes of unconditional love. You are loved, my friends. You are whole and perfectly humanly imperfect and deeply connected. So breathe. Hold fast to that stone and that new name. Lovingly welcome that name. And as you feel moved, you can join us in singing. And we'll leave the lights down for a little bit, okay?
How could anyone fail to notice
Thank you for being here and being present. Everybody take a breath. Yeah. Thank you. So before we move into the next thing we're doing here, I just wanted to give you a very quick update with Reverend Jill and her hubby, Bill. Many of you may or may not know that Bill had an occipital stroke on December the 26th. He went home the next day. He did have some temporary loss of eyesight in his right eye, but it came back. But he went back into the hospital on New Year's Eve with some heart issues. They've done some procedures to even out that heart rate and get his breathing back to normal. So he is home. He's resting a lot. Jill, they were going to go on a family vacation, which is why she wasn't here last week and this week. Obviously, she stayed home with Bill. The boys went, but they will be back today. But she just wanted to thank you for all of your continued prayers and support for everything that has transpired. And we just know the truth that the highest and best is happening always. God is present in all of this. So thank you. Thank you so much.